start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day. Start your day. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله Start your day with remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. All praises belong to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We send peace and blessings upon His most exalted and celebrated Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, upon His illustrious family and noble companions Alayhim Ridwan. I am in the respected company of our honorable guest for this morning. Once again, yes, our muhtaram janab, wajibul ihtiram, Maulana Abdul Qadir, Qadri Mu'ini At-Tari, sallamahu al-bari, who's with us in studio, mashallah, on this pleasant and beautiful morning, alhamdulillah. Let's welcome our respected guest in our program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Zul?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli hal in all circumstances, muasab. Our discussion for today, of course, is mutual respect for a harmonious society. And hum aise society mein rehte hain ki we don't find the peace, we don't find the tranquility, happiness, comfort, satisfaction anymore. There are so many evils in society, Muasab. Inshallah, I'm hopeful that by the end of today's program, we are able to give something to the viewers out there, inshallah, and they're able to grasp onto those madani pearls, inshallah, which shall benefit us in general throughout the globe, wherever you are watching from. You are watching the early echo. Yes, alhamdulillah, we are about to commence with our program. Now, Muasab, alhamdulillah, we have another part of this program, which is so exciting, especially for the younger ones, Muasab, jo youth hai, jo bachche hain, khas karke, mashallah, they're going to enjoy this. And this is one of my favorite qasidas. Balki ulama bhi farmate, Muasab, that this qasida, I'm going to reveal the name in a moment, mashallah. There are some different qasides out there, but I'm going to mention which qasida I'm referring to. Into written and composed by a great scholar in Islam, Allama Maulana Sharfuddin Busiri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali Muasab. And it has been stated that he had underwent treatments and he did not gain any cure for his paralysis, Muasab. However, Muasab, bas apne kalam uthaye Muasab aur ye qaseeda apne likha. Kya qaseeda hai? Maula ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayri khalqi kullihim. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, many ashar of this qasida, Muasab. Isme ye hai ki this qasida actually is written in the bargah of Allah Azza wa Jalla using the medium and the wasila of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for shifa, for attaining cure. And he makes the plea in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla at some places in this qasida. And then he uses the strong wasila and medium of approach, Muasab, which is of course accepted in the bargah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ye qasida likhna tha, Muasab, us raat ko aapko neend aayi. Ab aram ki ab, when he slept at night in his dream, since his physical eyes had closed, his spiritual eyes had opened, Muasab, and he was blessed with the vision of Mustafa Jane Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lekin ye vision kis tarah ka tha? Wo kuch is tarah ka tha, Muasab, ki in his dream he sees that the beloved Rasul sallam blessed him and placed his affectionate hands over his blessed body. اور یہ کرنے کے بعد سبحان اللہ بلبر رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم then bestowed upon him or covered him with his blessed mubarak shawl, Muasab. So you call it the shawl, some sort of blanket. And he rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, then after he had completed his sleep, his eyes opened, he had noticed that he could receive the fragrance which was so unusual, Muasab. But he is paralyzed, Muasab. He knows he is paralyzed. And then he makes a move from where he is sleeping, Mu'asab. And then he realizes he is able to walk as if nothing happened to him. Yeah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. This is that qasida, Mu'asab, ki ulama farmate ki whenever you make dua, if you recite one or two ash'ar and couplets of this in your dua, it is hopeful that your dua shall be answered in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So chale inshallah, aaj hum woh qasida sunenge. It's known as qasida Burda Sharif. The reason for Burda, Mu'asab, is for the same reason that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, blessed Imam Sharfuddin Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, this blessed shawl. So is qaside ka naam hi pad gaya, qasida Burda, jo sari duniya mein mashhoor hai, Mu'asab. Inshallah, aaj isko sunenge, aur sirf sunenge nahi, Mu'asab, balki jo hum dekhenge na apne screenon pe, inshallah, to aur maza aayega, because this qasida is recited by Ghulam Rasul and Kaniz Fatima, Mu'asab.
Subhanallah.
And this is the famous, mashallah, cartoon characters that we have, mashallah, that the children love a lot, mashallah, and they give a very good response to. So chale inshallah, ye qasida Ghulam Rasool aur Kaniz Fatima ke muh se sunte hain, inshallah, as it is of course on your screens. So you are going to watch this, inshallah. When we do return, we shall continue with our discussion, as I mentioned before, mutual respect for a harmonious society, dear viewers, inshallah. How can we make our society a better one? Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Mawlaya salli
Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful recitation, dear viewers of Madani Channel. MashaAllah, we heard just two or three couplets of this beautiful qasida by Ghulam Rasul and Kaniz Fatima. Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa, balligh maqasidana, waghfir lana ma madha ya wasi' al karami. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayri khalqi kullihimi. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us such love and affection for the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which should always intensify and increase until our last breath in this world. May Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us to follow and adhere to the sunnah and teachings of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Dear viewers, aaj ka jo mauzu aur topic hai, as I mentioned earlier, it's with regards to mutual respect for a harmonious society. This mutual respect of respecting one another, understanding the rights of each another, whether it is a shopkeeper or a customer, whether it is the employer or employee. We are living in such societies, dear viewers of Madini Channel, that even if you had bumped into a person in the marketplace, we know not how to smile. We don't know how to approach people, how to show respect to such an extent that leave alone with those that we have no relations with, but those who are your parents, jo hamare maa baap hain, jo hamare asatiza hain, jo hamare bhai behen hain, jo hamare dost ahbab hain, jo hamare aage peeche hote hain, jo hamare saath hua karte hain. Don't they deserve respect? Which is, you know, minimum requirement for having your things done in life. If you learn to be grateful and thankful, and if you learn to have manners and learn to speak and ask with manners, you will have your job done with most. This is most definitely. Many people out there who need favors don't even know how to ask for a favor. Masab, if you ask for a favor, it is as if you are doing a favor for the person. Yet it is a help that's needed. There are people out there who assume things based on assumptions. Backbiting is done. Respect is all nullified. You know, respect is not given at all whatsoever, to such extent that then the little ones even raise hands on the elder one. Have you not heard and seen that there could be a huge gap, Masa, between both people? But you see at times that even the smaller ones who are like, I'm speaking about being the nephews of the family, being the children of the family, they are raising their hands on the aunties of the family or on the uncles of the family. This is all because of not understanding the beauty of Islam, Masab. Following the nafs, following the desires. And it is for this world. It is only for the comfort of this world people fight with each other. We had discussions about this, Masab, in the past. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. However, let's make this beautiful hadith the base of our discussion for this morning, Masab. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is not one of us who does not have mercy on the young and does not show respect towards the elders, Masab. Clearly, subhanallah, he is not one of us who does not show mercy on the young. So, if Allah azza wa jalla has blessed you with a very good age and you often, you know, confront people who are smaller than you in age, so you should be merciful and kind towards them. Don't shout them and chase them. And for example, Masab, if somebody had come into the masjid, and it is so difficult to bring youth to the masjid, and if Allah Azza wa Jalla has, you know, given tawfiq and ability to a person to enter into the masjid to perform his salah, and if something goes wrong there, Masab, there is a way to rectify and reform the wrong that was seen or witnessed, Masab.
Definitely.
If an elderly person treats a younger one with shouting words or with words of insult, Masab, degrading him, this is, of course, going to cause embarrassment to him, Masab, disappointment to him, and such a child or such a youngster would never want to enter into that masjid again. He could be so demotivated that he would never want to go to the mosque ever again, because there are such accounts of the habits of some seniors and some elders. So always make this hadith the base that he is not one of us who does not have mercy on the young and does not show respect towards the elders. So of course it's vice versa as well, Mohsab. Jo chota hai wo bhi badle mein respect dikhaye, adab kare, Mohsab. What is your Madani purse with regards to this?
Subhanallah. This is the beautiful teachings of Islam, subhanallah, that we as a society, we are encouraged to keep this peace and harmony and create this beautiful culture of Islam where there is mutual respect for one another. The child is respecting the parents and the elders in the family, alhamdulillah. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again in another hadith sharif, he states, bashiru wala tunafiru wa yassiru wala tu'asiru, meaning spread the good news and do not cause hatred, do not spread hatred. And on the other hand, then he says,
kya baat, kya baat hai, subhanallah.
And create easiness. Don't be difficult.
Hai, hai, hai. Create easiness and do not be difficult. Allah.
So, this is how we are taught to behave. And you know, to create a healthy society, a healthy family environment where there is mutual respect for one another, it's very important. I mean, it is a principle of tasawwuf, alhamdulillah. And many great mashayikh, they have said that at-tariqu kulluhu adab, entire path of suluk is based on adab.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Agar hum sab isi mein ghor kar le, Mohsab, ki we all want to attain taqwa, piety, tasawwuf. We all study the books of tasawwuf. People talk about tasawwuf, but if we only understand what is this piety and how can it be obtained, Mohsab, through adab, respect and good manners, Allahu Akbar. This itself, Mohsab, could make a person walk the righteous path itself, subhanAllah. Ji, Mohsab.
SubhanAllah. So even to create this beautiful environment, like respect at our homes, right? Children, how they back chat to their parents, especially the father and then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it should serve as a warning for us, the children. No matter how old we get, our father is still a father. Even if we become adults, you know, it doesn't give us the right that we know better. They have seen the world before us, alhamdulillah. So,
and even if you know better,
yeah,
and even if you know more because, yes, of studies, still it does not give a person the right to back chat with his father or mother. It does not give you the right as a son to fight with them, to use vulgar languages on them, to frighten them, to scare them. Even Mohsab, in the commentaries of the Holy Quran, it is stated, yani expressions ke saath bina kare. Yani is tarah ki aankhein na banaye, gaal ko na phulaye, apne daant ko na chabaye. He should not grind his teeth and close his fist and clutch his fist to show I'm angry with you. Even this, you know, the displays of disgust on your face, those expressions of disgust on the face is haram as well, Mohsab, to frighten them, to scare them. So disrespect, Mohsab, as you're talking about, how can this mutual respect, ek aam si baat hai, har ghar mein kam se kam minimum requirement to have a harmonious society and home, Mohsab. Society tabhi achha banta jab har ghar achha ho jaye na, Mohsab. Every home should repair themselves. Every home, those that dwell in that house, in that environment, should understand those problems that trigger the arguments, that trigger those quarrels and fights. Stay away from those matters and issues. Learn to place your arguments with respect. Learn to bring your arguments to the table with respect. Agar kuch kehna hai to usko use adab se kehna, Mohsab. Ek baat kehni hai to us baat ko adab se rakhein. There is nothing wrong to place your words, Mohsab. But the problem here is that even if a person wants to say something which is right, the manner in which it is said is wrong, Mohsab. And that one wrong can never become right. And then the one that you are rectifying can never be reformed for as long as you rectify him in the manner that you have continued rectifying him. Everyone is hungry for love and respect, Mohsab. This dunya is based on love and respect. If we could only learn to love and respect, Allahu Akbar, such a huge change we could face in our society, Mohsab. There are situations where you have to observe perseverance, tolerance. That itself is respect.
Subhanallah.
Aapne kisi bade par haath nahi uthaya, even though you had the ability to do so. You did not back chat with that person. He has no relation with you, or he has relation with you. But you did not fight back because you have tolerance. And this is what makes you different. But Mohsab, we see in our society that children, Allahu Akbar, children, there was a time when I maybe remember people talking about swearing parents, but times have changed, Mohsab. Now, we often hear about using hands on parents, Mohsab. Kicking, fighting, hitting, beating, pushing and slandering, Mohsab. It happens so often, Mohsab, in terms of accusing even, of calling names. Mothers are not free as the children are free. Parents aren't free as the children are free. They aren't free to do what they want to do in their lives, but yeah, they are responsible to give answer to the children of what they do in their lives. If one of them lost his spouse, for example, if the wife lost her husband, if the husband lost the... If it's not against Sharia, and the children want to stop their parents from doing that, what's right? But the wrong that they're doing, and when the parents rectify them, wo against ho jate hain. Iska solution kya hai Maulana Sahab? How should we understand what is respect of parents from the Holy Quran Pak, Hadith Mubarakah, and kis tarah se is cheez ko hum durust kar sakte hain?
Subhanallah. Especially when children, they are not given the proper Islamic education and the proper etiquettes, you know, of how to behave in the family setting, in the society in general with people. Communication skill, even in nowadays time, when you go apply for a job, they test you on your communication. How is your communication skill?
Hi, kya baat.
You know, if you cannot talk properly, you can't do anything properly.
Can't do anything.
You know?
Allahu Akbar. So, yani isme plus points milte hain. Jisko baat karna aata ho achhe se.
No matter how good you are at what you do, if your manners show that you know you are uncivilized and you know barbaric, you know nobody will want you in their company, let alone you know being near them, or
Allah.
You know they have to tolerate you for the rest of your term.
Allah. Yeah?
So nobody wants to deal with such a person. Allah. Subhanallah. So if this quality is frowned upon in whatever culture or system that is there, and especially in the Islamic culture, where children, they backchat to their parents, the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has warned about this kind of attitude. And he says, Al-Walidu Awsatu Abwaabil Jannah. Meaning, the father is the middle door of Jannah. Father is the middle door of Jannah. And then the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam provides with the thought-provoking, you know, Madani pearl. And he says that if you want, you keep this door protected. If you want, you lose it. So you know how we say in English, use it or lose it.
Allah.
It's there, subhanallah. So our middle door to Jannah, our father, subhanallah, is up to us whether we benefit from it or protect it or lose it. Subhanallah. How beautifully I said. And it should trigger, you know, some sort of response in us as to how we have been behaving towards our parents. And, you know, as children, and it should be a wake-up call for us. And if we can introspect and see really, you know, what's cooking there and how we have been serving their rights as they deserve, inshallah, if all of us tend to look towards it and better it, inshallah, it will be...
Beshak, Maulana Sahab, people have different cultures with regard to this, Maulana Sahab. Up India say, mashallah, especially that you hail from that country in which, mashallah, should I say, Maulana Sahab, that it's known, it's common that in that country, respect is very important in comparison to many other parts of the world. In every country has respect, of course, right? The importance that's emphasized, especially amongst a Muslim society, of how to behave, how to talk to your parents, how should one be, how should one behave, right? Every culture is different. In South Africa, it's different. You go to Pakistan, it's different. You go to the UK, it's different. Different ways, different mediums of approach, different societies, different cultures, Maulana Sahab. I have went to one house, I visited one friend of mine. And mashallah, a muballigh of Da'wat Islami, a businessman, very successful businessman, Maulana Sahab. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Being, from another country and making it so well in South Africa. And when I went to his home, I was invited for a meal, and I had seen that before eating food, he first put a morsel, a luqma, in the mouth of his two sons. And the food was dished out, Maulana Sahab, but nobody had commenced until this never happened. And when he fed his two children, then he ate. And then everybody else on the table began eating, Maulana Sahab. So then he himself had then said to me that maybe you are astounded to see something like this. However, this is the norm of this house. This is the culture of, this is the tariqah of our house, of this home environment, that I would not eat until, my children would not eat until I do not feed them first. Any, this is the respect, this is a way of respect and adab. Ki wo khana ko haath nahi lagayenge jab tak ki main apne haathon se unke muh mein ek ek lukma na dal do. So this was his way and they andaz and they ways of showing respect. Ki hum bhuke hain lekin the respect is jab tak abba nahi aayenge dasturkhan pe khane ke liye hum bhi shuru nahi karenge. And the father's love is this, that until I won't feed you, I also won't eat.
Java.
I was thinking about this, Maulana Sahab. What a beautiful idea. Allahu Akbar. And now such children will always be respectful towards their parents, Mohsab, understanding that itne bade ho chuke, and those are not little children, I'm talking about 5-7 years old.
Right.
Those sons were around 18-20 years old, Mohsab, 18 years old. I'm assuming around 19-20 around there, and this is some time back. So like that, Mohsab, there are different societies and different cultures. Look at Bayezid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allah ke itne bade buzurg hain, subhanallah, such a great wali of Islam. A buzurg in Islam, in this beautiful deen of Islam, a khas, a special banda and bondsman of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is stated, Mohsab, ek martaba inki ammi jaan ne paani manga. In the cold midst of winter, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, went to fetch the water. By the time he had brought the water and come, his mother had fallen asleep, Mohsab. So Bayezid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala decided to stand there all night long. He says ki ice ke wajah se, baraf ke wajah se, mera jo chamda hai, my skin was attached to the glass.
Mm.
It got stuck to the glass, Mohsab. Mm. Whenever she opened her eyes and she noticed her son was there, and she sees a glass of water in his hand. He's standing there looking at his mother, and he then presents the water to his mother.
Mm.
When the glass was removed from his hands, Mohsab, it is noticed that the skin was detached from his hands. His skin was ripped off. It came out. It peeled off due to being attached and stuck to the glass because of the ice, Mohsab. When the mother seen this, she asked, "Beta, ye kya hua tujhe? What happened to you? Hua kya hai? Majra kya hai?" And he says, "Ammi jaan, it was in the middle of the night that you asked for water, and I brought the water and came. But by then you fallen asleep. I did not desire to disturb your sleep, Ammi jaan. So I decided to stand here all night long, waiting for that moment when you open your eyes. Before you could ask for the water, I could present you the water instead."
Subhanallah.
But you know, these were the kind and the words of affection, the words of love, the words of respect, the words of kindness in accordance to the teachings of Quran Pak, wabil walidaini ihsana. All of that, Mohsab, that left his blessed tongue, it penetrated the heart of a mother, Mohsab. Ye maa ka mamta hai. It was the day when his life had then transformed, Mohsab. And Mohsab had mentioned that the father is the door to paradise. That it is up to you whether you want to protect this door, whether you want to damage and break this door. Because the doors will be closed for you and you would never attain the Jannah which is beneath the feet of your mother if one does not understand mutual respect. Moreover, they have rights over you, for they are your parents and you are not their parents. You are their children. They have a haq over you that you should respect them. This is your right, that you should love them, adhere, respect, revere them. And never show any sort of disrespect to them in your conversations, in your talks. Especially, Mohsab, when they are with their friends and family members. Mm-hmm. You should show kindness towards them. Mohsab, there was one question, Mohsab, with relation to, you mentioned about parents, mashallah. The Quran even teaches us to respect them in Surah Bani Israel, which is the 15th part of the Quran. Another aspect is, Mohsab, we see videos circulating with regards to disrespect to teachers. Can you please shed some light with regards to this, Mohsab? Kitabu ko respect karte hain ki nahi karte hain, wo alag baat hai. Lekin jo padhane wala ho, jo education dene wala ho, chahe phir wo hifz class teacher na ho ya alim class teacher ho, whether he is a school teacher, how should a student behave with his teacher, Mohsab?
Subhanallah. The respect between the student and the teacher, right? It should be of such a level that would actually transform the child's life. The teacher is who? Who grooms the child spiritually and takes him to a height, spiritual height, that person actually becomes a true human being who respects others. And if the child starts to show disrespect to that teacher who's teaching him the way of life, Allahu Akbar, there can be no greater injustice than that. Islam, alhamdulillah, is a very beautiful religion. You see,
there was a scholar of Islam who mentioned that the parents are the reason to bring you in the world.
Yes, alhamdulillah. And he is one of the greatest muftis living in our time, subhanallah. And he says, and he was, alhamdulillah, in our presence, and he gave us some nasiha. And in that nasiha, he imparted this beautiful, you know, madani pool, that the parents are your wasila to bring you from, you know, top to down.
Right.
And the teacher now, he is your wasila who will take you from here.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yani to the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to the closeness to Islam. Yani you will get closer to Islam and to Allah Azza wa Jalla, to the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this way. Kya baat
so hai, beautifully said. And Mohsab, there is a buzzword in our society nowadays. You must be seeing this. this latest term that, you know, people have coined. It is derived from some other languages, but they say karma will get you, you know, or karma this, or karma that. Alhamdulillah, Islam has given us this concept way before this word was coined into the English language. And Alhamdulillah, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Man la yarham la yurham." One who does not show mercy will not be shown mercy. And this, Alhamdulillah, that we read every Jummah khutbah, kama tadinu tudan. And there, if you show respect to your parents, to your elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your old age will create someone who will be there to respect you. Subhanallah. So this is the beautiful deen of Islam. Whatever we do is bound to come back to us. Whatever goes around, comes around. As same is the state of our niyyah. Whatever we sow, that's what we'll reap. You know, that's the English saying, Alhamdulillah. So this saying is also coming from the Islamic background. The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us this idea that whatever we do, it's bound to come back to us. If we want to, who doesn't want to be honored and looked up to and spoken to with respect, you know? And if our manner is such that we can, you know, talk to anybody anyhow and we want the world to come and pay respect to us, it doesn't work that way.
Kama tadinu tadan. Uska wahi par jawab hoga maasab, jaise ki aapne bhi farmaya. MashaAllah. Excellent maasab, subhanallah. Maasab, students who left their hands on their parents, on their teachers, hitting, fighting. I mean, some of the seniors that visited South Africa sometime, mashallah, they mentioned these Madani pearls of respecting three important things in your student life. Respecting the place where you study, respecting the book from which you learn, and respecting the one who teaches you that, mashallah. In three things, if we do this, and then we realize that we have to respect the place where we study, respect the book from which we learn, and respect the teacher who teaches us, Muasab, then that ilm and knowledge will benefit you. For there are many out there who studied with arrogance and pride, Muasab, who perhaps thought they are very intelligent but showed disrespect to the one who taught them, had never attained the heights of success in this world. So it's so important as parents out there, if we notice that our children are disrespectful, this depends on how their behavior at this tender age, at this little age, in the teenage changes, Muasab. Or if their behavior does not humble for the better, Muasab, then this could cause them to be very disrespectful people in the, you know, at a later stage in life, Muasab. Such children, when they become adults in life, they end up having arguments and fights wherever they go, Muasab. And they end up to be hot-tempered people in life. They can never talk calmly. They can never make decisions. They can never take good decisions because they're always in a state of anger, Masab. So, adab karein, the one who does not have respect has no share in this deen. Really. The one who has no respect, he doesn't know how to respect, how to show love and affection towards others. Then he should remember the painful punishment which is awaiting him. Speak with respect, speak with kindness, learn to offer people, learn to give your place to others, Muasab. You know, we see this happening, mashallah, where a smaller one will get up and say, "Please, aap tashreef rakhiye, I'm so small, you are elder than me." This is good, mashallah, keep it up. And mubarak to those, mashallah, who teach their children adab and akhlaq on a daily basis. May Allah bless you, may Allah enable other parents out there. Agar aapke bachche reaction kar rahe hain, yani wo samajhte nahi is cheezon ko, samajhte nahi in cheezon ko, to aap give up na kare, aap koshish karte rahe. Keep on trying, take away those things which will cause them to go astray, Muasab. Am I right or wrong?
Definitely.
With regards to those tablets and devices which they may have in their possession, which could be a huge hindrance on the way to learning what is respect all about. So inshallah, remove that from their custody, from them, and see inshallah azawajallah how they will focus. May Allah azawajallah bless us. We say shukran to Muasab for joining us as well in the early echo, Muasab, as every day you bless us and we have these discussions. We hope that the Madani channel viewers out there will share this video on the social media only for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shukran jiha. We also enjoyed the Qasida Burda. We hope that you have enjoyed it. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, just remember, this is your Dawat Islami and this is the slogan and the mission of your movement of Quran and Sunnah. I must strive. Reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day.